In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Before I begin, I'd just like to make a footnote about the gospel text that we'll be using today. If you have the Pew Bible with you, you can notice at the bottom of the page there is a footnote in the text. And I am using that alternate translation of the reading. Given the context and Jesus quoting the Old Testament, we understand that it is not out of the believer that flows the living water, but it is out of the Messiah who flows the living water. Just a note on that translation. Jesus stood up and he cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and let him who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of his heart flows rivers of living water." You see, from the heart of Jesus flows rivers of living water. And we are all thirsty, and we need to drink. And the living water that he gives us is the Holy Spirit, whom causes us to take hold of Jesus for the salvation of us thirsty souls. Since 1951, students, teachers, and people from the community have come to this address on Sunday mornings and on Sunday afternoons. Many people may have come because a friend invited them. Some may have come because they thought that this was a beautiful church. Some came just because they didn't want to disappoint their parents while they were away at college. Only you know the reasons for your visits to University Lutheran at 100 South Chauncey. And regardless of the reasons that people think they come, or regardless of the reasons that you thought you came, the reason that we are here is to encounter the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, we are thirsty. We need living water. And the drinks that the world gives us, they leave us dehydrated and wanting more. And people have come to University Lutheran Church since 1951. January of that year, they met in the basement before the ultimate dedication in August or April. And since that time, they have gathered around living water that flowed from this baptismal font. Living water that flowed from the announcement of sins forgiven. Living water that flowed from the Word of God read and proclaimed from that lectern in this pulpit, and living water that was consumed by the faithful from this beautiful marble table. God's Word gave us Jesus in the water of baptism. His Word makes this lectern and pulpit a place of hope and peace. His Word gives us the body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the bread and the wine. Without God's word, the water there is no baptism. The lectern and the pulpit, they offer no hope. Without God's word, the pastor who proclaimed God's forgiveness would absolutely have nothing to give. And without God's word, all we eat on Sunday mornings is stale bread and wine. You see, without God's word, 100 South Chauncey would have been just a beautiful stone building. But with God's word, this building is a church. A well where thirsty souls congregate to receive Jesus through the Word and the Spirit that he sends to us. You know, and before this church was built, thirsty people received living water in an ice cream shop on Northwestern Avenue. While God's thirsty people waited to move into this building, they received living water at the Beta Sigma Psi House on University Street. And this summer, we will be receiving living water as we meet and gather with our sister congregations because of the promise of Jesus in the Word and in the sacraments that we receive. And in the fall, we will be receiving living water at 460 Northwestern. My friends, we are thirsty for living water, for it alone leads up to eternal life. Right now, we live in a world where everything perishes. Even the water that was used in our baptism has evaporated and been recycled for another use. The bread and the wine that we consumed is no longer with us. Even the paper on many Bibles have faded away and returned to the dust. This lectern, this pulpit, and altar, they will not be taken up to heaven when Jesus returns. And to our great sadness, this building, which so many have drawn comfort from, will be falling in the near future. But my friends, the one who made the water of your baptism holy, the one who gives us his body and blood in the supper, and the one who we came to receive within the walls of this beautiful building, he endures forever. Jesus Christ is the Word who endures forever, and he is living water. He is the one who quenches your thirst, and he is the one who never changes or decays in a world where everything else does. Jesus sees your distress. He knows your pain. He knows that you have given yourself over to things that have let you down. And he knows that you've even run after things that now, when you think back on, you are ashamed of. And Jesus does not condemn you, my friends. No, he has come to save you. Notice in our gospel today, the first part of the text, it reads, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and he cried out. Why is this significant? Why am I pointing this out? In our gospel lesson, when Jesus was at that feast, he saw desperate people who run after all sorts of things that do not satisfy. The cares of the world were threatening to take away all hope that there is something more. False teachers were telling the people to put their hope in themselves for their salvation, in their capabilities in obeying the law. And looking around at people just like you and me, Jesus had enough. He stood up and he cried out to offer us what we need. I love the language here. He cried out. It's as if he looked inside of us and saw our cry for help. And he cries out, I am here. I am within reach. Let my cry to you fill your weak legs and bring you to myself. Remember, at Jesus' command, a dead man got up and walked to him. His word put life in the legs of Lazarus, and a dead man rose from the grave. And by the Lord's word, he came to him. He cries out to you and I, come to me, believe in me, and drink. And we came here this morning at 100 South Chauncey in this beautiful building to drink. Next week, we will meet at Redeemer Lutheran Church with our brothers and sisters to drink. We go where Jesus, the living water, offers himself. It is sad that this building is coming down, and some feel this is an absolute terrible thing. But God's word would remind all of us that one day we would be leaving this building no matter what. On the day of Christ's return, this building will not stand. It won't. Nor will the building at 460 Northwestern or any other place where Christians gather around living water. They will not. But what will remain is the Word of God who took on our flesh and dwelt among us. And moreover, all those who are in this Jesus, the Word made flesh, you and I, we will endure forever. This gives us a hope in a world where nothing lasts. And knowing our future, we look forward to tomorrow, no matter what we gain, no matter what we lose. We confess this today. I'd like you to recall that you confessed with me. I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In other words, the living water that I receive in the Christian church causes me to look forward to tomorrow, where I will be a part of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In a way, since our baptism, whether it was here at this font or some other font, or at the font to come in the new church building, we are ultimately being prepared for a move that we do not know the date of. We don't even have many details about this ultimate move, but we trust the one who is taking us there. We know that University Lutheran will only be at 460 Northwestern for a short time, as we were at 100 South Chauncey for a short time. Our final place that we are ultimately moving to is being prepared by the Master Carpenter. And he has purchased our future home with his very body and his very blood. My friends, he himself has said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, so that where I am, there you may also be. Until that final move, Jesus stands in our midst and he cries out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Let him who believes in me drink. And that is why we thirsty people are here today. And that is why we thirsty people will continue to abide in Jesus through His Word and Sacrament when we move to Northwestern. We hear His cry, and we come by the power of His Word to eat and drink the One who gave all that we shall live. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.